Pittsburgh, and now, as if there were still room, but there is. We have four students from Washington and Jefferson College and WNJR who are touring the studios today, and it's a real treat to get them on the radio. I wasn't sure if we were going to have time to do that or not, and I only remember DeAndre's name, but I'll get to everybody else's. I think it's because you're the only guy here. Hello. DeAndre, where are you from? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Originally, I'm from Miami Gardens, Florida. I'm a junior now over at WNJ. Communication arts major. Producing a show this semester, Library Land. Last semester, I had my first show from, I think, 8 to 9, Evening Swag. I don't know where I got the name from. It was just a last-minute thing, to be honest. But, you know, I'm enjoying it. It's my first time, actually, in this area of Pittsburgh.
I'm curious, what brought you up north from Miami to choose WNJ?
Well, I graduated high school originally in 2008, but a lot of the schools that were offering me, you know, scholarships weren't really giving me much money. So I did the post-grad thing at the Taft School over in Watertown, Connecticut.
What is that? I'm sorry.
Postgraduate.
Got it.
Postgraduate year. Basically, I got an extra year to play football and get my grades up.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, just, you know, rare treat. Probably one of the best experiences of my life, you know. I got to go there with one of my good friends from home, who's now back home because he couldn't stand the cold weather over in Boston, apparently.
You're handling the cold weather okay.
I'm dealing with it.
So tell me about Library Land, the show that you do on WNJR.
Library Land, basically, you know, it's a show where Alexis Rittenberger and Carla, can't remember her last name at the moment, she's going to be a little mad at me. They basically, you know, come on the air and talk about, you know, current events or, you know, what are going to go on. Carla usually comes on the air and does usually an art section, talking about upcoming shows, art shows, you know, jazz ensembles, anything like that. And, you know, Alexis comes on and, you know, talks about, you know, not only the library, what you can find, access in the library, but just, you know, the history of the college, the history of Washington in general. You know, it's a real interesting show. I mean, I feel like a lot of people should tune in on it. You know, the name doesn't sound too appealing, but I mean, it's definitely, you know, a lot.
I think it's
a really good show.
I think it's very appealing, actually.
Well, I've heard mixed opinions from it, so that's why I said it.
When is the show airing?
It's Thursdays at 1, from 1 to 2.
Okay, so WNJR, Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m., I gather,
yeah.
Right? And you can also go to wnjr.org and stream it. And thanks. Let's meet you, and I'll need you to tell me your name again if you don't mind.
My name is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. And tell me about yourself.
My name is Michelle. I am a junior at WNJ. I'm a theater major, communications minor, and I do have my own radio show. It's called Rhythm. And it's rhythm, but it's R-I-D-D-U-M.
Rhythm, yeah.
So rhythm, yes.
That sounds like a bug spirit. just teasing.
Oh, okay. No, the dialect comes from the Caribbean because I'm from the Virgin Islands, but I do live in Maryland.
Is that true dialect for rhythm? Is it?
It's how it's said, rhythm.
Really?
Like, you don't say rhythm. It's
I'm
rhythm.
Sorry to tease you about that. That's
the
neat.
The bug spirit thing.
So where in the Virgin Islands?
St. Croix, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Neat. I had no idea. Now, what brought you to WNJ?
Well, I do live in Maryland, and graduating from my high school class, our graduating class was about easily 2,000, which is the population of WNJ.
Your graduating class?
Class in high school, yes.
From Maryland?
From Maryland, yes.
What's the school district?
Millersville Old Mill High School.
That's crazy.
Yes, it was a really big high school. So I was like,
are there enough gowns for you all at graduation?
Well, we had to pay for them. Yeah, there was enough.
Because I always figured they staggered graduations because they have to move the gowns like from one school to another.
No.
They actually can get 2,000 at once.
Yeah. Yes.
And Kate, so then you're in Maryland and
So I decided to come here because the class size was just a lot smaller. So I'm able to actually talk to my professors, and one class is just six of us. And it's kind of nice coming from a high school that had 30 plus students per class. The teachers didn't know who you were. As, especially if you didn't speak up, then it was just like, oh, who are you? You're in my class. I did not even know. So that's just one of the reasons why I came. It's just a smaller campus.
That's one of the great things, actually. The times I am on your campus, it's so just pleasant, and the sense of scale is perfect. Mm-hmm. Everything just seems to fit. So your show, it's Rhythm, just Rhythm?
Just Rhythm.
And yes. When does it air, and what will you hear?
Tuesdays at 11 p.m. I know it's late, but I like the time. And it's essentially all music from the Caribbean itself. So you have a lot of your basic reggae, reggaeton, soca, calypso, a lot of Latin music. And
any ska? Or
ska? No, not yet. Not yet. Mostly right now it's just soca and calypso with a little bit of Spanish. But I'm trying to bring in the other influences for that music, which would be a lot of African music, a little bit of Dutch as well.
Nice. It sounds like a good program. And you are, again, in communication arts as a minor in theater
as a major. Yes.
So you're one of Bill Cameron's stars. Yeah.
Okay. I am. He's my advisor, yes.
Have you been involved in radio drama at NJR?
I know
a few radio dramas have been done, one fairly recently, but maybe your paths just haven't crossed at that exact time yet.
Actually, we have. Last year, I was in Professor Cameron's class, and I believe he had a radio drama, which we did do live on the air.
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh, my character's name was Gypsy.
Okay.
So I do remember that.
Because that's, I think, a great experience to do. And a lot of people still really like radio dramas. Well, Michelle, it's nice to meet you. And
thank you.
Let's say hello to you next. What's your name again?
Hi, my name is Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
And I'm a junior as well. I'm a psychology major with a double minor in gender and women's studies and communication arts.
So you spend a lot of time with Anthony Fleury here.
Yes, I do. Yeah, in fact, in our January term of 2011, I traveled with him and nine other students to New Zealand, and that was a really great experience. We went to all different radio stations across the North Island of New Zealand, and it was a lot of fun. So that was pretty cool.
That had to be a great experience. Was that your first time out of the United States?
Yeah, actually it was. I had been to the Bahamas, but that was the extent to my world travel. So when I decided to spend our January term abroad, I said, I'm going to try to go as far away as I can. So it's in New Zealand, and it was a wonderful experience.
Did that trip change you in any way, do you think? I'm sure it transformed you in a lot of ways, but did you have any single most feeling or strong feeling after going over there?
One thing that really opened my eyes was learning about the indigenous cultures of New Zealand and some of the indigenous cultures of the other Pacific Islands. That was something that I had never learned about before or had really thought about. So being able to learn about it, we actually traveled to a couple different universities and was able to sort of take a mini class from their Pacific Studies departments, and it was extremely interesting to learn about the Maori culture and other Pacific Island culture. Something I really enjoyed.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for being here. Oh, quick show plug. Are you doing a show?
I am. I'm producing a show. It's called Big Daddy's Big Gay Jukebox, and basically it showcases LGBT singers and songwriters.
Great. When's it on?
It's pre-recorded, so it's not on the air yet, but I'll let you know.
Okay, so watch WNJR. And hello, we have about a minute, which is perfect. Okay. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Erica. I'm a junior at WNJ. I'm from Westchester, Pennsylvania, and I have a show. It's called EV Travels, and it comes on Thursdays at 8 p.m.
And what's it feature?
Well, each week I play music from a different country.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and so, this week I'll be playing music from Scotland.
How appropriate, yeah. After all these bagpipers. What's your major?
Communication arts.
Terrific. Thank you all for being here. We'll show you the inner workings of the studio coming up. I really appreciate your being here. And I appreciate your being here, too. Next week, more fun and more community. And I hope you'll be part of it at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Thanks, Dandy Collier, for a great job today mixing, by the way. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.